I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Walking in the Light. Our text is going to be 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. We live in a world that is very comfortable with spiritual ambiguity. People often say things like, I'm spiritual, but not religious, or my truth is different from your truth. But the Apostle Paul doesn't leave room for spiritual gray areas. In just a few verses, he draws a sharp contrast between light and darkness, truth and deception, confession and denial. John's message is not written to shame believers, but to anchor them. He wants us to experience real fellowship with God, not imagined, not superficial, but honest and transforming. Let's go to point one. God is light. We're doing verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. John begins with the foundational truth. God is light. Light represents God's holiness, truth, purity, and moral perfection. Notice John doesn't say God has light. He says God is light. And then he adds a powerful clarification. In him is no darkness at all. Not a shadow, not a trace, not a mixture. This tells us something critical. God does not compromise with sin. He does not coexist with darkness. Any claim of fellowship with God must begin here, with who God truly is. Moving on to point two, the danger of empty claims. This is verses 6 and 7. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. John here is addressing a dangerous tendency, saying the right things while living the wrong way. Fellowship with God is not just about words, it's about a way of life. Walking in darkness doesn't mean occasional failure. It means a pattern of life that is comfortable with sin, secrecy, and self-deception. But then comes the contrast. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light does not mean perfection. It means openness, honesty, and submission to God's truth. When we walk in the light, our relationship with God is real. Our fellowship with others is healthy. The blood of Jesus continually cleanses us. Light doesn't destroy fellowship. It creates it. This brings us to point three, the lie of sinlessness, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Here John confronts spiritual pride. Claiming to be without sin isn't a sign of maturity, it's self-deception. But then comes one of the most hope-filled verses in all of Scripture. You ready? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession is not about informing God. He already knows. Confession is about agreeing with God. When we confess, God is faithful. He keeps his promise. God is just. Jesus has already paid the price. God forgives and cleanses completely. This verse assures us that forgiveness is not based on our performance, but on Christ's finished work. Leading us to point four, denying sin denies the gospel. Verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is the strongest warning in the passage. Denying sin doesn't just deceive us, it contradicts God himself. The gospel only makes sense if sin is real and forgiveness is necessary. The cross of Christ stands as eternal proof that sin is serious, but grace, oh, grace is greater. Let's wrap it up. John's message is simple but profound. God is light. Darkness and deception break fellowship. Honesty and confession restore it. Walking in the light doesn't mean we never stumble. It means we don't hide when we do. The Christian life is not about pretending. We are saved by grace, sustained by grace, and restored by grace. Today, the invitation is clear, stepping into the light. Bring your sins, your struggles, your failures, not to condemnation, but to a faithful and just God who forgives and completely cleanses you. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.